Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名, 开始下午的祷告会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, begin our afternoon prayer session.
我们一起来唱诗, 354首。
Sing hymn 354. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章,
Proverbs chapter 4.
第23节,
verse 23.
箴言的第四章第23节,
Proverbs 4, 23.
这里说, 你要保守你的心, 胜过保守一切, 因为一生的果效是由心发出的。 这是很有名的一段经节啊。
Above all else, guard your hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. This is a very well-known verse.
也是我们常常记在自己心中的。
And this is a verse that we often memorize for
因为到最后, 信仰的成功与否, 常常决定在我们的心。
Because sometimes the success of your faith really is determined by your heart.
侍奉有没有价值, 也决定在你的心。
The value of your servitude is also determined by your heart.
到最后, 祷告蒙不蒙垂听, 也在于你的心。
And at the end of the day, whether your prayer will be heard by God is also determined by your heart.
所以我们常常在信仰路上被提醒。
And therefore, along our way through our through our faith, we are often reminded that
我们要在神面前存着一个正确的心,
we must have the correct heart
才能够拥有正确的信仰,
in order to have the right faith.
但是我们在这里说要保守我们的心啊,
so here it says that we have to guard our heart.
听起来非常的有道理,
it seems very reasonable.
但是同时也非常的抽象。
But it's also very abstract.
到底怎么样才叫做保守我们的心啊?
What exactly does it mean to guard our heart?
有时候问问自己, 你今天有保守你的心吗?
So can we ask others, have you guarded your heart today?
你想我应该有吧?
And then you think to yourself,
你看,
yes,
我有聚会,
I guess I did because I came to service. And I prayed.
你看我还乖乖来NATS,
Look at me, I even came to NATS.
所以我应该有保守我的心吧?
So I can probably say that yes, I have guarded my heart.
但是有时候啊，虽然嘴里这样讲啊，
But sometimes even though we say so in our
even though we say so, 心里有点不太确定哦。
We know our something is moving in our heart.
所以我们来看一看到底要怎么样做才是保守我们的心呢？
So let us learn what exactly do we have to do to guard our heart.
在神面前当以存怎么样的心为美？
And what kind of heart should we have in front of God?
我们请翻到彼得前书的第一章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章第13节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书第一章第13节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
13节。 所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。我们再看第17节。17节，你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判主人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世纪去的日子。我们看第22节。 22节，你们既应顺从真理，洁净自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里切实彼此相爱。在这里呢，使徒彼得告诉我们很清楚啊。
So here, Apostle Peter has told us very clearly.
他说我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
We must guard our heart above all else.
到底要怎么做才叫做保守我们的心呢？
What exactly do we have to do to guard our heart?
使徒彼得在这讲到三点。
There are three points here mentioned.
第一，你必须要有被约束的心。
Firstly, you have to have a self-controlled heart.
第二，你必须要有存敬畏的心。
Secondly, you have to have a reverent fear for God.
第三，你必须要 要有得洁净的心啊。
Thirdly, you have to have a purified heart.
一个人拥有这三样的心。
Once your heart has been has above three points.
啊，就能够在神面前无所惧怕。
Then you will be fearless in front of God.
因为知道最后审判等待你的乃是主的奖赏。
Because you know that at the end of the day, at the judgment, it will await you is the reward from God.
哦，那我们就来看看什么叫做拥有这三种心呢？
So let us take a closer look at what does it mean to have these three kinds of
hearts. 十三节说，你们要约束你们的心。
Verse 13 says that you have to prepare your mind.
哦，所以今天一个基督徒信耶稣的心一定是有被限制住的。
It says that your heart has to have self-control. Therefore, as a Christian, our heart has to have self-control.
好像腰啊，有一个带子把它绑起来啊。
It says to gird up your loin. It is like having a gird around your waist.
哦，今天对信仰，今天很多基督徒对信仰的态度有问题。
So today, a lot of Christians, they have a different attitude towards their faith.
他们对自由的解释也有偏差。
And they have a crooked explanation towards freedom.
所以有人以为信了耶稣就是自由，就是我爱怎么做就怎么做。
Some believe that after they believed in Christ, then they can do whatever they want to gain the freedom.
所以他们看不起圣经上的教导。
So they despise the teachings from the Bible.
他们也不尊重主耶稣所留下的吩咐。
They do not respect the commands that Jesus has given them.
以为只要讲爱心就是一个属灵的人。
They think being spiritual is just to have love.
我们来看一下彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
彼得前书的第二章的第十六节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
啊，在这里说，你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮掩恶毒啊，总要做神的仆人。好，所以在这里啊，彼得告诉我们哦。
So here Peter tells us that.
什么叫做基督里的自由
？What is freedom within the Christ？
基督里的自由在于守道理的自由。
The freedom within Christ is the freedom to keep the word。
行善的自由。
The freedom to do good work。
爱主的自由。
Freedom to love God。
聚会的自由。
Freedom to come to services。
哦，所以啊，今天一个基督徒的自由是在信仰上认识主。尊重主的自由啊。
So a Christian having freedom is to have the freedom to know God and to respect God's word.
哦，从来不是行恶犯罪不聚会不贪爱世界的自由啊。
There is never a freedom to love the world to not come to service to love cover up their sins.
哦，所以在这里说不要用自由当作犯罪的借口。
Therefore, do not use freedom as a cover up for evil.
这就叫做约束了你自己的心啊。
And this is what is called when we say we have to self-control.
哦，所以在这里讲到约束心，第一在于谨慎自守。
And therefore, when we gird our heart, it means to have self-control.
这里讲的就是我们的生活态度咯。
It talks about our attitude
towards life. 哦，所以我们从第一天到现在啊。
So from the first day until today.
我们不断的在强调。祷告的有功效的祷告不是只有现在来决定。
So we continue to stress that effective prayer is not determined by right now.
而是从你日常生活的态度来决定。
It is determined by the attitude you have towards prayer through your everyday life.
哦，所以啊，我们平常生活要学习谨慎自守。
And therefore, through our everyday lives, we have to learn to gird up our heart and have self-control.
要活出一个基督徒的形象来。
And to live the image of Christ.
那有时候我们跟小朋友说哈，跟在学生年会跟小朋友说。
Sometimes during student spiritual conference.
你怎么知道你的祷告对你有没有效？
How do you know if your prayers have been effective?
哦，我们有时候都觉得啊，我祷告一定要祷告到听到声音啊，才是神垂听啊。
Sometimes we think that we should pray until we hear God's voice and then
we know. 祷告到看到异象啊，哇，这大感动啊。
Or we think that we have to pray until we see a vision and then we are touched by God.
或者是啊，我祷告到痛哭流涕啊，哇，那个才是啊，真正的圣灵充满啊。
Or we have to pray until we really cry our hearts out that tells us that we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
或许吧。
Perhaps that is true.
但是这个不是圣灵充满的全部啊。
But this is not the definite definition of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
其实你怎么知道啊？你怎么知道你祷告有没有效
？How do you know if your prayers are effective?
其实有更简单的方法哈。
There is an easier way to find out.
有比你等看异象更简单的方法。
There are easier ways than waiting to see a vision.
啊，如果你啊在教会里面啊走来走去啊。
If you're walking around the church,
你看到地上有纸屑，
if you see there are a piece of rubbish on the floor,
在那一瞬间你的决定就看出你的信仰好不好啊？
Your decision at that very second will determine how your faith is.
有人就这样走过去了，
Some people will walk by,
当中没有看到，
pretend they didn't see it.
或者是看到了，
even though they've seen it.
搞什么？今天打扫是哪一组？这么不负责。
Where's the cleaning group today? What are they doing?
啊，这个祷告再久都没有什么效啊。
If you are like that, then it doesn't matter how long you pray, it is ineffective.
哎，但是有的人经过了，他看到教会啊，地上很脏啊。
Some people when they walk past by and they see rubbish on the floor.
啊，不是他们负责打扫的。
Even though they're not in charge for cleaning.
所以他就走过去了。
They'll walk past.
一步、两步、三步。
One step, two step, three step.
糟糕啊，良心不平安啊。
Oh no, their conscience is for rebuking them.
里面有一个声音不断的跟你讲啊。
A voice is nagging within your heart.
你没有看见吗？你没有看见吗？你没有看见吗
？Don't you see it? Don't you see it?
啊，不行啊，走不下去了。
Then this person cannot walk by the rubbish.
一定要回来把那个垃圾捡起来丢到垃圾桶里面啊。
Cannot help but return and pick it up and put it into the garbage can.
感谢主，你圣灵充满了。
Then we thank the Lord, you are indeed filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，今天圣灵充满不是由祷告当中的显象来表现而已啊。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not completely determined by the way you pray.
你只要从你日常生活当中去观察，你就知道你自己有没有改变啊。
You can observe by your daily lives and see if you have changed within.
所以第一个，这里说你会谨慎自守你的行为、言语、说话、态度。
So firstly, it tells you that you will be self-controlled, you will be careful of how, what you say, what you do, and your attitude.
啊，第二个这里说你会专心盼望。
Secondly, you will have hope.
就是你活的是一个有盼望的人生。
You will live a life of hope.
啊，人生有苦难。
There are sufferings in this world.
欸，你有苦难，我也有苦难啊。
You have sufferings, I suffer too.
你可能上班的时候受苦啊。
Sometimes you suffer during work.
我可能跟你说话的时候受苦啊。
Sometimes when I talk to you, I suffer.
哦，所以啊，每个人都有自己的苦难啊。
So we all have our own suffering.
都有自己的十字架要背啊。
We all carry our own cross.
啊，但是作为一个基督徒啊。
As Christians.
我们虽然有时候生活很辛苦哦。
Sometimes we live difficult lives.
啊，但是生活在困难当中，从来不失去盼望。
But in our sufferings, we never lose our hope.
因为你在上有一个更大的价值。
Because you know above you there is something much more valuable.
你可能有时候会灰心。
Sometimes you lose hope.
但是你从来不会绝望。
You will never be disappointed.
因为你看见天上为你预备的诚意。
Because you can see the city that is laid out above for you.
啊，所以今天如果一个基督徒哦。
So today as a Christian.
哦，谨守，这里讲说保守你的心，约束你的心呢、啊。
You can gird up the loins of your heart.
他不管人生遇到什么样的患难，什么样的困难，什么样的绝境。
So no matter what kind of difficulties or sufferings you face in your life,
他总是还有一条路可以走。
You know there is a path ready for you.
哦，在诗篇的十九篇里面说哦。
In Psalms chapter 19.
他说啊，我遇到了一个墙啊，过不去啊。
Chapter 19 says that I faced this wall.
他说神的手一拉我就过去了、
啊。I was unable to pass, but God just grabbed me and I was able to pass
through. 哎，你有没有觉得说你好像有时候人生好像遇到走投无路的状况啊
？So sometimes we feel like we have came to a dead end.
你人生走投无路，只是因为你身在迷宫当中啊。
You feel like you're at a dead end because you are within a maze.
哦，是不是？你如果走到迷宫里面了，哇，怎么走，你看不到啊。
Sometimes when you're within the maze, you do not know which direction you're going.
如果你是走在迷宫的上面呢
？What happens if you are looking down at the maze?
一眼望去，其实人生非常简单啊。
It will be very clear to you.
哦，所以在这里说啊，我们人生要有盼望啊。
Therefore, we must have hope in our life.
盼望就是主耶稣拉着我的手，所以我永远没有走不过去的坎。
Our hope is that God Jesus will hold our hands so that we will never face this wall that we won't be able to cross.
第三个说约束你的心在于做顺命的儿女啊。
And thirdly, we have to guard our hearts so we can be a humble children.
今天在学习道理的路上哦。
During our path towards a learning about the truth.
你会遇到一些你不喜欢的道理，真的是这样子啊。
You will often hear some words of the truth that you dislike.
啊，当你看到你不喜欢的道理，你要怎么办
？What do you do when you encounter this situation?
啊，在圣经里面呢、哦，在《使徒行传》里面讲到一句很有趣的话哦。
Acts tells us that.
啊，我们《使徒行传》，我们来看一下《使徒行传》啊、哦。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第。我们看《使徒行传》的第二章啊、
哦。Book of Acts, chapter two.
使徒行传的第二章。
Chapter two.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
使徒行传的第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
啊，在这里说，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“兄弟啊，我们当怎样行？”啊，彼得说：“你们要悔改，哈。哦”所以啊，圣经里面记载说啊，有的人啊，听到了圣经上的教导，觉得扎心啊。
So here it says that sometimes when people they hear words from the Bible and they feel it has cut into their hearts.
哦，所以啊，他们就说：“哎呀，彼得啊，那我们要怎么办才好啊？”
So they spoke unto Peter, Peter, brother, what should we do?
啊，可是使徒行传里面记载到另外一个人啊。
But an actor was also another character.
他叫做斯提凡啊，他也是讲了一篇道理，众人觉得扎心啊。
He was Stephen, and he has spoken to a multitude, and it had cut into their.
所以觉得扎心，就拿石头把他打死，打死就没有不扎心了。
And because his words had cut into their heart, so they picked up stones and stoned him into death.
所以有时候我们在聚会的时候听到道理，有时候会觉得扎心哦。
Sometimes during sermons, we will hear something that are to our dislike.
啊，当你听到扎心的时候，你有两个不同的选择啊。
So there are two paths you can go.
啊，你可以啊，哇，因为觉得扎心啊，主啊，我当怎么办才行啊？
First, if you feel it has cut into your heart, you say, Lord, what should I do?
哎，你也可以捡起石头把传道打死啊。
Or you could also pick up a stone and throw it at the preacher.
有的传道啊，聚会我还没有回，聚会结束还没到家，信徒电话就打来了。
Some preachers after they finish service, before they even reach home, there somebody will call them.
传道，你晚上讲谁？
The member will ask, who are you talking about during service today?
你是不是讲我啊?
Were you trying to talk about me?
本来不是，现在是啦。
Originally, no, but now I guess.
你可以把传道打死啊。
You can also stone the preacher.
你有时候看到圣经里你不喜欢看的东西啊。
If you look at passages in the Bible that you dislike.
你可以把它撕掉啊，哦，看不到没事啦。
Why don't you rip the page off as long as you don't see it?
这是我们自己的选择啊。
It's our own decision.
但是在这里说啊，你要做顺命的儿女啊。
But the Bible tells us that we have to be obedient children.
什么叫顺命？
What does it mean to be
obedient? 顺命就是啊，即使你不喜欢。
Being obedient even though you do not like it.
但是你一样顺服听从。
But you still obey.
所以你是顺命的儿女吗？
Are you obedient children?
不要问我，我不知道啊。
Don't ask me, I don't know.
你要问神啊，主啊，我有顺你的命吗？
Go ahead and ask God. God, am I obedient to you?
我们再看回来哦。
Let us go back.
彼得前书第一章第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第十五节哦。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节这里说，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们也在一切所行上也要圣洁啊。
15. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
哦，所以什么叫做约束我们的心？
So what does it mean to have self control?
怎么样用四个方向自己做判断？
How can we determine this by four different directions?
我生活行为里面有没有谨慎自守？
Firstly, do we have self-control in my life?
我信仰路上有没有专心盼望？
Through my path towards my faith, do I have hope?
我面对挣扎是否顺服成为顺命的儿女？
When I face obstacles and sufferings, do I obey?
啊，我在人生路上能否圣洁蒙主喜悦？
And lastly, on my path towards salvation, do I keep myself holy?
啊，因为圣经上说你们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Bible tells us that You have to be holy because he is holy.
如果你能够过这个谨慎的生活，
So if you can live a life of holiness,
圣洁的生活，
A life of holiness,
顺服的生活，
A life of obedience,
并且常常有盼望在天上，
And often have your hope,
那你就是勒住束缚你的心了。
Then you have a heart that is girded up.
啊，第二个在这里告诉我们说，你们要有一个敬畏的心哦。
Secondly, it tells us that you have to have a heart of reverence.
我们常讲敬畏神，敬畏神呐。
We often talk about fearing God.
然后问你说啊，你有没有敬畏神呐？
So we go to you and ask, Do you fear God?
你说有啊有啊，我从小敬畏神呐。
And I'll say yes, yes, I've feared God since I was young.
他问你说你怎么敬畏神呐？
So I'll ask you, How have you feared God?
其实讲来讲去啊，又是啊，我有聚会啊，我有祷告啊，我有读经啊，我又来了 NADS 啊。
And then it's the same answers over again. I come to service, I pray, I come to NATS.
可是我们看彼得怎么说的哦。
Let's look at what Peter teaches.
彼得说，你要存敬畏的心度你的日子啊。
Peter says that you have to live your life in God fearing.
他底下说，知道你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物哦。
Because you were bought over,
18节
哦、you were redeemed not from perishable things.
嗯，哦，在这里啊，什么叫做敬畏神？
What does it mean to fear God?
第一个，你要认识救恩不是你自己赚来的、啊。
First, you must acknowledge that the salvation is not what you have gained.
不是因为你奉献比较多，能坏的金银等物啊。今天我奉献多，神不拣选我怎么可以？
It is not because you've offered more and thinking I offer so much, how can God not save me?
那当你把救恩当成你自己的成果，因为我常奉献，因为我常祷告，因为我常做圣工。
When you think salvation is something you've gained because you've done His work, you've come to church and you've prayed.
你以为你可以靠个人的努力或者是能坏的经营来得到来赢得你的救恩
？Do you think you can gain your salvation from your perishable goods?
那在这里告诉你说啊，你失去对神敬畏的心啊。
Here says that by that action, by that attitude, you have lost a fearing heart.
所以我们今天在信仰路上千万不要忘记啊。
So do not forget on our path towards this journey.
得救本乎恩。
Our salvation comes from grace.
剩下我们的行为只是本分，只是叫回报而已啊。
Our actions are only a mere act of repayment.
哦，所以在这里说啊，你如果一个真正敬畏神的人哦
，You are truly God-fearing person.
他不会把自己所作所为，或者是把自己的奉献、聚会、灵修，不会整天挂在嘴上啊。
They will not they will not talk all day about how they serve, how they pray, how they offer.
啊，有时候我去访问的时候啊
，Sometimes when I go on visitation.
啊，有的信徒啊，开口闭口就是啊，那个哪间教会，我家拿多少钱出来捐啊
？Some members will talk about how they offered to build a certain church.
啊，那个哪块教会，哪个教会啊，那个地是我家拿出来的啊。
And how they had offered a piece of land for a construction of another church.
其实你知道吗？当你的信仰最后只剩下这些可以讲。
You know, in fact, when at the end of the day, that is all you have left to talk about for your faith.
你的信仰非常的空洞，你的信仰非常的可怜。
Your faith is in vain. You have a very pitiful faith.
因为你对神的认识只建立在能坏的金银等物上面啊。
Because your faith is built upon something that's perishable.
所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，不要以为啊，今天我们所做的使我们特别的与人不同啊。
So do not think that anything you can do today makes you different and more special than other people.
我们来看哥林多前书哦。
Let's look at First Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那这里说，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？他说呀，主耶稣教导我们哦。
So Jesus has taught us.
他说啊，我们今天啊，在服侍神的路上哦。
When we are serving God.
我们在做完一切的工以后。
After we finished all our holy work.
我们只能说啊，我是个无用的仆人啊。
At the end of the day, we say I am a useless servant.
我只是做我能做的而已。
I only do what I can.
你知道吗？当你懂得自我谦卑。
When you learn to humble yourself.
就表现出你对神主权的敬畏。
This represents your respect for God's authority.
神就要高抬你，要提升你。
God will elevate you, lift you up.
要使你在他家得荣耀。
So that you'll be glorified in his house.
啊，敬畏的心，第二个表现的态度哦。
What is the second kind of attitude you can show your God fearing?
我们看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
二十一节。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的一章二十一节啊。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 21.
二十一节，你们也因着他信那叫你们从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心盼望都在于神呐、啊。什么叫敬畏的心
？What does it mean to have a God-fearing heart？
第二个说，你的信心、盼望都要建立在神的身上。
Second point tells us that your hope and your faith are in God.
所以今天当你在信仰的路上哦。
So today when you're traveling upon this path of faith.
当你觉得某一个人是你崇拜的对象。
When you see someone who are admirable.
哇，这个传道到哪，我都要跟着他。
If this you admire this preacher, you want to follow him everywhere.
其他人的道理我都不要听，我只要听他的。
I'm not even going to bother listening to other preachers speak.
他最对，他最棒，他了不起。
This preacher is the best. He's the best.
按照彼得来说，你已经失去了敬畏神的心啊。
According to Peter, you've lost your God-fearing heart.
因为你在你心中给你自己建立了一个偶像。
Because within your heart you've built up an idol.
啊，当然啦、啊，被你牵拖、被你害到的那个传道也很可怜啊。
And obviously you put this preacher into danger. stranger too.
刚刚说呀，我们不要把人塑造成一个偶像。
Therefore, do not build anyone as an idol.
不要看任何人过于所该看的。
Do not see anyone more than who they really are.
我们要尊重教会的工人。
We must respect the workers of the church.
我们也可以羡慕其他长辈的恩赐。
We can admire the other talents that the other holy workers have.
但是千万不要变成某一个人的粉丝。
But do not become someone specific fans towards him.
要不然呢、啊，你就什么，你就失去了敬畏神的心了、
啊。And or else you will lose a heart a God-fearing heart.
但我还记得有一次哈、哦，有一个台湾来帮忙的传道哈、哦。
I remember there was one preacher who came to help from Taiwan.
哎，我遇到他啊，他哎跟他打个招呼啊。
When I saw him, I said hi to him.
那结果我看到有几个啊、哦，有几个信徒也跟着他，也在他旁边跟他一起聊天呢、啊。
So there were a few couple other members who sat with him to chat with him.
我没有多想。
And so I didn't think much of it.
过不久，过了下一个礼拜，在另外一间教会，我又看到他。
And so a few weeks later, at another church, I saw him again.
啊，奇怪的是，哎，那两位信徒又跟着他。
And strange enough, I saw the same member sitting with him again.
啊，当我再隔一个礼拜，第三间教会的灵宴会。
And so the very next week, another spiritual convocation at another church.
哇，还是这样，一样的三人组啊。
And so I saw this preacher again with the same two members, so this group of three people.
哦，那两个信徒还哇很满意说，这是我的传道啊。
And those two members were so proud. They said, "This is our preacher."
那我就这样子看那个传道啊。
And I looked at this preacher.
说搞什么
？I said, "What do you think you're doing?"
他跟我说怎么办
？He said, "What should I do?"
又不能把他们赶走。
I can't ask them to leave.
所以啊，你们不要害传道啊。
So I told them, "I don't put the preacher in danger."
崇拜个人就是拜偶像的罪啊。
Admiring a specific person is is having an idol.
尊重个人过于尊重神啊。
You respect a person more than God.
叫做失去敬畏的心哦。
You have lost a God-fearing heart.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们的信心盼望要建立在神的身上。
So here we can see that we have to build our faith and hope upon God.
不管他有多么有恩赐。
No matter how talented an individual is,
啊，不管他多有口才。
No matter how eloquent this person is,
啊，或者是不管他有多帅。
No matter how good looking this another person is,
不要跟从人呐。
Do not follow one individual.
对神怀着敬畏的心。
Always fear God.
第三。
Thirdly.
我们看回来彼得前书的第一章啊。
Let's go back to First Peter chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22.
22节说，你们既因顺从真理洁净自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里切实彼此相爱。好，在这里讲到第三个心呢。
So the third kind of heart you should have.
第三个叫做蒙洁净的心。
Is a purified heart.
但是在这里讲说话，你的心要蒙洁净，要因为顺从真理啊。
In order to have a purified heart, you have to obey the truth.
哦，所以啊，这个洁净的心不是由你自己来决定的。
So you do not determine whether you have a purified heart or not.
有的人说我不是坏人呐。
Some people say I'm not a stranger.
我也没有犯法啊。
I'm not a bad person. I've never sinned.
啊，你看我对信徒也不错啊。
I'm nice to my fellow members.
你看呐、啊，我又没有犯罪。
I never done anything wrong.
你看我真是一个好人呐、啊，洁净啊。
You can say that I am a great person, I am pure.
搞错了，洁净的心不是由你自己来决定的。
But you're mistaken, you do not determine whether you have a purified heart or not.
洁净的心不是由你自己下判断的。
It is not determined by yourself.
这里说你要因顺从真理来得洁净。
Here you said that you have to obey the truth in order to purify yourself.
但是要顺从真理得洁净，有一个要求，有一个大前提哦。
But there is one important thing before you purify yourself.
就是你要先懂真理啊。
First, you have to understand the truth.
你如果什么都不懂
，If you do not understand anything,
你怎么样洁净自己呢
？How do you plan to purify yourself?
你如果道理都不懂
，If you do not understand the words of God,
你犯罪自己也不知道
，You wouldn't know if you sinned.
你可能自我觉得说我蛮好的
，You might think you're doing pretty well.
却不知道你在神眼中是惹神愤怒的。
You do not know that you're detestable in God's eyes.
这就是为什么我们今天每一个人都在这里啊。
This is why we're all sitting here today.
一起来聚会祷告学习圣经。
We gather together to pray and study the words of God.
使我们因为认识圣经，明白神对我们的旨意。
So that from studying the Bible, we understand God's words and God's will.
但是你明白神的旨意，不代表你做得出来哦。
But knowing God's will doesn't mean that you can act it out.
我们这几天都有讲啊。
We've been talking about this.
你心中有两个力量。
There are two forces within your heart.
想做的做不到。
What you want to do, you can't do.
不想做的拼命去做。
What you are unwilling to do, you do it all the time.
所以我们都有听过一些见证啊。
We've heard about all these testimonies.
有人啊，没有信主以前啊，哇，那个酒鬼或是赌鬼啊。
Some people might be addicted to alcohol or gambling before they came to believe.
弄到最后家破人亡啊。
To the point that they lost their family.
你以为他们很喜欢这样子吗？
Do you think that they love the way it is?
他们是现在捆绑无法挣脱啊。
It is in fact that they were ensnared by it and they could not get away from it.
他也不想喝啊。
They don't want to keep drinking.
但是他不喝不行啊。
But there's nothing they can do.
他也不想赌啊。
They do not want to continue to gamble.
手指头都切掉了，一样可以丢骰子啊。
Even if you chop off their fingers, they could still throw their dice.
真是苦啊。
They're truly suffering.
所以今天你认识了真理。
But today they came to learn the truth.
不代表你有能力实行真理。
It does not mean that you can act out the truth.
在座就要靠什么？靠圣灵的力量，圣灵的帮助啊。
Therefore, you can really only rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以真耶稣教会不只是重视道理上的学习。
So at True Jesus Church, not only do we emphasize on the learning of the Bible words.
我们更重视祷告中的更新啊。
We also emphasize on the renewal of ourselves through prayer.
所以每一次的祷告啊。
So every single prayer.
基本上是帮助我们吸收所学到的道理。
Helps us to absorb whatever we have learned.
把它变成我们属灵生命当中的养分。
So that we can digest it into the nutrition.
所以我们要重视祷告。
And nutrition to help us grow, and so we emphasize on prayer.
虽然有时候啊，你祷告的时候好像没有什么特殊感觉啊。
Sometimes when we pray, you don't feel anything specific.
我们有时候都觉得啊，祷告一定啊要看到这个、听到那个才是好像很厉害啊。
Sometimes you feel like a good prayer is a prayer that shows you visions or makes you moved.
你搞错，你想太多了。
You're overthinking.
你以为保罗每次祷告，哇，一跪下来天就开吗？没有。
Do you think that whenever Paul prayed, the sky will open up for him? No.
那个叫做特殊体验。
Those are special experiences.
但是祷告真正的价值不在特殊体验。
But the true value of prayer does not lie only to those special experiences.
它的价值是在不知不觉当中改变你的心啊。
The value within prayer is how it transforms you slowly in your heart.
所以在马可福音里面说，
Therefore in the Gospel of Mark,
他说地生五谷，就是土地要生出谷物哦。
In order for the ground to produce grain.
他说地生五谷乃是出于自然。
In order for ground to produce grain, it comes from the nature.
他说为什么会这样呢？那人却不知道啊。
But man does not understand the meaning behind it.
你如果今天常常祷告，
If you often pray,
在你不知不觉当中，
Then without you knowing,
你在不断的改变。
You are transforming.
你可能不知道为什么，你根本不知道这件事情。
You might not even notice it.
但是你身旁的人可以看见。
But those around you can feel.
你旁边的人会说，你不一样啦。
Those around you can sense that, oh, you are different.
这才是真正祷告的力量啊。
And that is the true power of prayer.
所以从来没有一次祷告是没有用的。
So there isn't one single prayer that is ineffective.
因为它是在不知不觉当中使你成长更新啊。
Because prayers change you and helps you grow without you knowing.
在真理当中不断的洁净你的心啊。
And it continues to purify you through the truth.
所以我们今天都要有这三种心。
Therefore today we must have all these three kinds of
hearts. 我们就求主帮助我们啊。
Ask God to help us.
借着祷告使我们成为顺命的儿女。
Through the prayer help us to obey his word.
借着祷告使我们认清我们敬拜的对象。
Through our prayers, let us know and clarify the one whom we worship.
并且借着祷告使我们的人生能够顺服真理。
And also through prayers, let us submit ourselves to the truth.
每一次的信仰的挣扎就是一个机会。
Every struggle within your faith is a chance for you.
每一次的得胜就是你信仰成长的开始。
Every victory is the beginning of your growth.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.